you know, Larry, this is Rose again. I like in particular what both you and Andy said, because what has worked with me with individuals is showing them themselves. A lot of times, in my 20s, my late teens and 20s, I used to get real frustrated because I would try to share scriptures with people. I would try to interest people in the Bible because it excited me. It thrilled me that my experience has never been that the Bible was dull to me. It was Greek most of the time. Chinese or something, but I was always excited about it from a child, a psalm, anything. It just really stimulated me. But I would get frustrated because I would talk to people and I would share scriptures and I'm, you know, rattling off and he says this here in Galatians, you know, 3:6 and what has been mostly what I've gotten the most participation and people cooperating and people calling me back and where's this scripture and where's that at is when they see themselves in the Word. If we look at the accounts from Genesis to Revelation of men and then center down especially on what Jesus did, there was always a person written into the story. Whether he was giving a parable or whether he was actually dealing with someone who had fallen into adultery and was about to be stoned, or who needed a catch and got a net full of fish, he always dealt with people, and he always showed them themselves in his plan, desire, or scheme. When we talk to people a lot of times about the Bible, we're bringing them into study about something that they have no relationship with, psychologically, emotionally, and certainly not spiritually. Jesus, being the living Word, as we are now, Jesus always fed the people in their practical experience, and he always showed them who they were in relation to his truth. And it didn't matter what he was dealing with, whether it was water, wine, Popeye's fish dinners for 5,000 people. It didn't matter. And that, to me, has been the most effective way of getting people interested in the Word.
Amen.
Getting them to see themselves in there, tying something in there practical to their experience, to what they're dealing with. A lot of people, sometimes the Lord allows them to have a situation that creates trouble. And then they get in that Bible. And you can use that as an opportunity. But I think the people are not encouraged about what is the greatest treasure ever left penned, because it doesn't relate to them. It doesn't connect to them.
Yeah.
And the church and the approach, the whole approach toward God has been so impersonal. It has been so, for lack of a better term, Christian, that it has not been believer. It has not been person. It has not been people. It has been Bible Christian. And we got to think about it. These people that had these our Savior, whether he was communicating with them from the Old Testament days in a shadow, or when he actually walked the earth. These people had something in their lives practically that he was touching, he was illuminating, he was prospering, or he was even rebuking. And I think we can be a lot more effective when we approach people and not so much from a standpoint of how illiterate they may be or what they may not know, but from a standpoint of how this beautiful book has you right in here. Let me show you something. You know, maybe just one scripture, maybe, you know, maybe a story, and get them interested. You know, and it's a work, but to me it's reminiscent of Christ's statement to the Pharisees. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have life. But these are they which testify of me. And he was just needling them to death because he knew their thing was preeminence and persona related to the holy things. And he got right at them and said, I am the one.
Mm-hmm.
This is about me. That was the kind of needling he threw at the Pharisees. He threw a different one at Mary. He threw a different one at John. He threw a different one at Peter, a different one at Nicodemus, a different one at Joseph of Arimathea. He even threw a different one at Judas. But it was always something that tied into their life. It was a living word, and it wasn't dead letter. Because when the person of Christ and the person of the person that you're attempting to reach is removed from this Bible, it's ineffective.
Hmm.
Because the epistles are us. The epistles testify of our Lord, and if we look in there at the face of our Jesus, these epistles testify of us. And that's what the world needs. Our Bibles.
Preach it.
Yes. Yes. Or these Bibles will sit on the shelf. I'm a street preacher, and boy, I have been out there sometimes bumming.
There you go.
Falling down on my face. I mean, flat on my face. Have to keep going because I'm committed. It's my work, but I'm probably 5 minutes into it, knowing I'm in the flesh, knowing I'm not reaching anyone, and I'm pulling ideas. And then when I come from my passion and my person and my experience and create something around the scripture,
amen,
it makes sense. And it pulls, and it does what I can't do with my knowledge, what I can't do with how many times I've read the Bible or fasted. It doesn't work. And my desire in working with you, Larry, and connecting with you and all of the saints who are involved with this, my desire is to ever be alive when I'm with you, is to ever be quickened when I'm with you. And it's in line with what Brother Jeff was saying, feeding off of him. And knowing him and thriving off of him.
Yeah.
And making these verses real in this moment.
Yes.
You know, how does it apply in this moment?
Amen.
Does this chain reading that we're getting ready to do, how does it apply when we pick up the phone and somebody says, hey, you guys, I got a friend down the block who's got a gun in his mouth.
There you go. Come on. Come on.
What are we going to do?
Come on.
What are we going to do right now about this situation where my wife has just told me she ain't been into me for the last 5 years?
Mom.
She just didn't have the guts to tell me.
Preach.
These people did not have what we have. They did not have a Bible. They did not have anything to write. They had to look at the naked Jesus in his glory and in his shame. In his demise, they had to look at him. They had to stare at him. They had to ingest it all, and there was nobody there saying, now turn to chapter 3 of Leviticus or Revelation, and Peter says, we do well if we take heed to the word given to us as unto a light in a dark place, and it will illuminate in us like the noonday sun. And that experience is only afforded to us if we create with these letters, if we create opportunities for people to see themselves. To see themselves. Because something started us reading this Bible. Something inspired us to do it. Some of us are probably diligent and do things, I don't feel like it, but I'll go ahead. But some of us got inspired by something. And even if it started with a, I don't feel like it, but I'll go ahead, it ended up with a very personal thing, and all of us are sitting here on this phone from different places in America talking about something that is living to us.
Living word. There you go.
That's what people need to see. They
living
need
word.
That. And I think a lot of that sometimes is missing. I don't knock seminaries, you know. I've never been. I don't knock them. I've joked about them. I'm guilty, you know. Like others, but one thing that I despise, having grown up in the church all my life and frequenting different Bible schools and, you know, sessions and gatherings, I despise how it is so easy for us to look beyond one another and look at Scripture. And Jesus never did that.
No.
And that's my contribution. And I want that. I want that in everything that we do. And when I say we, I mean us. My brain explodes with visions of me being connected to everybody that's uttering out Jesus in a nightmare where they can't, when they can't get it out. You know how it is when you're having a bad dream and something's chasing you. You know. Your wife hear you irking out Jesus like a scared little sissy. In the dream, you know it ain't coming out. We're still connected to everybody remotely calling on his name, because the scripture says, whosoever. Now, there's no cap on that. And what I desire to see for all of us is this life jumping off of faith.
Amen.
Jumping into people.
Holy Spirit. Well
and make,
said.
do what we're doing now. I love this book. I don't get to read it as much as I would like to either, Pastor.
Our Father's love diary to us.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is
Love Diary.
Cincinnati.